It's York, so we couldn't get away without a race course. And so my kind of question here is, I've shown you these horses going all the way around in the dead heat. What you don't know is they're passing the finishing line, but we don't know whether they've got another lap to go or not. And of course, these patients are going to be, having got to the end of their 5 years of endocrine therapy, at risk of subsequent relapse. And we just don't know what the impact of treatment in the first 5 years is going to have on the outcome in the second 5 years. And particularly, we did a recent survey of what's going on, and at least a third of surgeons, clinical and medical oncologists are treating their node-positive patients with aromatase inhibitors beyond 5 years, and are actually prepared to admit it on paper. It's probably quite a lot of you actually doing it without being prepared to admit it on paper as well. And clearly there are reasons why we're doing that, but actually we are in an evidence-free zone in that environment, and I think that's where we need to concentrate on next.